Al?
There is one other way, which is you could have more amenorrhea with TAC for six cycles than with AC followed by Taxol. And in fact, in TAC versus FAC, there was more amenorrhea, statistically significant difference with TAC than there was with FAC. This study did have a large percentage of younger premenopausal women, and that certainly could contribute to some selective advantage in such patients.
Aman?
Yeah, I think the one thing which I was very impressed was when Cliff showed the data of the TAC distribution of ER negative versus hormone receptor positive patients. It's like one third of them are counted as ER negative, and two thirds of the patient, which is about 300 versus 1,000 plus patients, which are counted as ER positive. I have the feeling that a lot of those patients might be in that other subgroup. So there is a sizable number of patients who might be ER negative, which are lumped into that subgroup.
I actually doubt that that's true, because those proportions are virtually the same as the NSABP and CLGB trials. All those studies, rounding off, have two-thirds ER positive, one-third ER negative.
Eric?
Two quick comments. One, almost certainly TAC is associated with more amenorrhea than AC followed by paclitaxel, because six cycles of CAF is associated with more amenorrhea than four cycles of AC. And there are now several data sets that would suggest that paclitaxel probably does not contribute very much to the amenorrhea that you see with AC. The second comment is that it's very hard for me to get excited about any of this or think that it's terribly interesting. That is TAC versus AC followed by paclitaxel. I think that the bottom line is that if you take all patients with ER-positive breast cancer, and we have this from many, many different data sources, that the benefits of chemotherapy are dramatically less than in patients with ER-negative cancer. And almost certainly that is because there are groups of women with ER-positive breast cancer who derive no benefit, and some subgroup that probably derives every bit as much benefit as the ER-negative group. And it's not going to be chemotherapy agent-specific, particularly when we get down to the level of taxanes.